Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Let on. That Belton got me back. Little Texas blues there, little ZZ Top for you. 23 after the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Kuska is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the founder of and president of The Fusion Factor, the author of The Higher Ground, An Insider's Guide to Finding Your Career. Bob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the employment landscape out there, as it affects employees. But in our particular case for this discussion, more particularly how it affects the employers. Bob, you and I were dancing around earlier the idea of some people aren't going to make it to the finish line 2015 as employees. But Bob, it's Christmas Eve. You know, are we going to be so mean as to let people go during the holidays? I mean, that's rough, isn't it?
Well, it can be, Jim. And I'm sympathetic to employees. But if you've treated them humanely, if you've said, this is what you need to do your job, and if you don't do it, I just had a client that let an employee go 2 weeks ago, and he felt really, really guilty about it.
Yep.
But he had given this man every chance in the world, and basically the guy just kept ignoring what he was asking him to do. And I said to my client, you know what? You didn't fire him. He fired himself.
Well, and especially if you give them dates. If you say, okay,
right.
If in the end of July you say, okay, George, this thing isn't working out for me, and I don't feel like it's working out for you either because you're not being successful with us. I want you to be successful, so let's set a date. Let's set a date to meet these certain standards. And if you don't meet those standards by that date, I'm going to give you another 30 days to try it again. And if we don't do it in that 30 days, then let's you and I agree that we're going to just part company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to say it like that. And if that extension date is December 15th, then you didn't do that. They did it, like you said.
That's right. One of my other clients calls it self-extraction.
I like that.
And it's true.
Yeah.
But more importantly, Jim, at this point in time,
can I say something? And I know you talk about this all the time. Have them sign that document.
That's right.
Put it down in writing, even if it's just two or three lines. Have them
sign it, right?
Yep.
And don't be worried if they say, I'm not going to sign. Just write on the document, met with Jim, refuse to sign.
Right. Agreed. Heard the terms, refuse to sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, go ahead.
Now, the next thing you need to do is you've got to build some planning into this 2015 plan. You've got to say, hey, it's going to take me some time to do this. It's going to cost me some money. You know, I need to have a process. So, for instance, you say, I'm going to hire that number two guy that I've been wanting to hire now for the last couple of years. Well, that may take you 6 months to put that in
place.
That may take you thousands of dollars. And by the way, you have to pay attention to what I call the hidden cost of hiring. That is your time and all the effort that you do and your other team members do.
Right.
That's money.
And loss of potential performance, too. Opportunity cost.
That's right. And then there's all the other time baked in for getting this person up to speed. You know, most of my clients, when they hire a new salesman, they'll tell me, it takes me a year to really see his full productivity.
Mm-hmm. Which means that if you have someone that you've identified as that George person we talked about a minute ago,
mm-hmm.
and you haven't given them the time to redeem themselves yet, then you need to get started now so that you can find their replacement if they don't redeem themselves by the end of the summer. So you can bring them on at the beginning of the fourth quarter of 2015 so that they're 100% performing by January 1, 2016.
Exactly,
right?
Jim.
That's the lead time you need to be talking about, isn't it?
And if this market continues to heat up, the lead time can get longer and longer, and the expense will get greater.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting. I'll give you just one little terminology. We used to call the hiring department in a large company, many, many years ago, I was the manager of the employment department. But we don't call it employment anymore because that's too easy a term. We call it talent acquisition or talent management. And that may seem subtle, but it's really important because now we're saying, I need somebody that's going to really focus on getting the right people. And so small business owners have to say, hey, this is a particular skill, getting the right people, and maybe they want to consider getting some help in doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, talent, and that's the way to think. Isn't that really the way we should look at our teams, look across the team and say, okay, I need talented people. Do I have them? Who are my talented people? And if I don't, and if somebody isn't, what kind of talent do I need to look for to go in that slot where they're sitting right now?
That's right. The consulting firm McKinsey estimates that 70% of the budget is spent on human capital.
Wow.
You know, it's finding them, hiring them, paying them, training them.
Mm-hmm.
It's all spent there on managing your business, and you can't do your business without people.
But last thoughts here, Bob. You do see 2015 as a hiring year, as a year when employers, large and small, will reverse their trend to not hire?
I see it as a hiring year. I see wages going up, and I see talent being harder to get, especially in certain fields.
Forewarned is forearmed, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Bob, good job again. Thanks for being here. Merry Christmas.
Always great.
Let's have a good 2015 together. What do you think?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
See you next time. Bob Kuska, ladies and gentlemen. The fusionfactor.com, by the way, is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.